would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And obviously, along with Israel's concerns that they will lose control over another one of their puppet states in the Middle East, there is a larger issue which explains why the U.S. government and the American media have been so eager to completely abandon the founding principles of the United States of America in order to prop up Mubarak and try and keep him in power. The lie, cheat, steal, whatever. Keep him in power. Preserve the status quo. Take care of Israel. Even though supposedly, the United States was founded on the principles of government ruling with the consent of the governed, a right of the people to alter or abolish a government that has become destructive of the common good, and, of course, freedom to choose your own religion. And yet we're seeing the American media and American politicians saying, we can't let the Muslims get in there. It's not up to you. It's up to the people of Egypt. You want to end terrorism? Stop screwing around with other people's countries. But the real larger issue is the concern among world leaders that the revolution is going to spread, that it will not stop in Egypt. They're trying to stop it in Egypt so they can say, there, that's the end of it. We won't have to deal with this anymore. It's already too late. And this is not an Arab revolution, and it's not Islamic revolution, although I keep hearing that over and over and over again on the American media. This revolution began in Iceland. And we have seen it expressed all across Europe and, Greece, you know, riots and firebombing there, Great Britain. It's all over. It's not just Arab countries. But it's, you know, this revolt, this idea of kicking out the government is starting to spread. The Irish prime minister has had to step down now, comparing the way Ireland handled their financial disaster from buying into the mortgage-backed security fraud, and how Iceland handled the economic disaster from buying into the mortgage-backed security fraud. It's very clear that what Iceland did was better for the people. Iceland refused to sacrifice their people to save the bankers. And that is a model everybody should be following. The Irish government didn't. That's why the Irish government is looking at basically, you know, they're being fired. So we've seen it in Tunisia. We've seen all these countries that are slaves to the IMF. And the people are saying enough already. The bankers and the government created this financial mess without our permission. They will solve it or not without our help. And we are prepared to live without these big central governments that keep getting us into these messes and expecting us to work ourselves to death to pay the way out. And we're not going to do it anymore. Sudan now has anti-government riots starting up. Not a lot of media coverage there. Don't want you Americans getting bad ideas from all these other countries seeking freedom. Attempting to play the same stunt that Mubarak did, Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh is now announced he will quit in 2013 at the end of his term. I don't know that that's going to help him either. The Yemenites want him gone. We're looking at the stirring of possible coups in Morocco and Saudi Arabia. All of these countries are unstable because they have been oppressing their people, driving them into poverty to placate international bankers, the United States and Israel. And the people all across the Middle East are sick and tired of it. Every day it is rubbed into their face that their rulers are in secret deals with Israel. The Palestinians just found out the hard way that the Palestinian Authority has had secret deals with Israel all along. That's why with all these countries around the world recognizing the state of Palestine with its 67 borders, and Abbas stands up and says, no, I refuse to declare a Palestinian state. It'll just make things worse with Israel. So, all right, we're going to take another break here. When we come on back, we're going to be continuing with all of this stuff. Go ahead and give us a call at 800-313-9443, and we'll see if the connection will work. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Jim in New Mexico. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. Hi. Thank you very much, sir. Really appreciate your perspective. Calling about Al Jazeera, because you talk about it quite a bit as being the best coverage coming out of the region regarding this issue in Egypt. I was listening to Hasham Talawi. He's a Middle Easterner and has a program on RBN on Sundays, living in Louisiana, and has a lot of contacts in the Middle East. And this was before the outbreak in Egypt occurred, when we had the release of the Palestinian papers, exposing the betrayal of the Palestinian Authority. Mm-hmm. Of Palestinian people. And he said this was all released through Al Jazeera. And he said his information shows Al Jazeera was really set up by the CIA. And of course, they may give you, like any other good propagandist, 99% good, tasty food, but there's going to be 1% that's poison that'll kill you. He said Al Jazeera is bigger than CNN and Fox News put together. And is all over the Middle East, and they're the only live feed coming out of Cairo right now. It's mm-hmm. being picked up by Press TV, which is out of Tehran, which I really appreciate their perspective a lot better. I was listening to one of the commentators on Al Jazeera this morning interviewing someone on the street, and she kept asking leading questions, trying to get him to admit that things were really better under Mubarak than they are right now, in a stage of riot.
I did actually catch that interview, and it did surprise me, given that up until now, Al Jazeera's coverage has been pretty neutral. I don't know that Al Jazeera itself is owned by the CIA, but I have absolutely no question that the CIA has infiltrated people in there, as they do all the American media under Operation Mockingbird.
Yes, sir.
And so this is why, as a general rule of thumb, my advice to everybody is to not trust a particular media outlet, not to trust a particular media personality, but to evaluate each new piece of information that you receive, regardless of source, on a case-by-case basis. Does it make sense? Does it serve somebody's agenda? You know, and again, mm-hmm. obviously, the United States has been given their marching orders by Tel Aviv to keep Mubarak in place and to somehow shut down this protest movement as quickly as they can. And so I'm not surprised that anybody who's working at Al Jazeera, who's collecting a second paycheck from the U.S. government, you know, is going to be basically going along that line of, you know, oh, it really isn't it time to shut it down before more people die? Well, mm-hmm. if you want people to stop dying, then the time has come to dig Mubarak out of wherever he's hiding, you know, and say, stop sending your thugs in to kill our people, because the only person who's doing the murdering in the streets of Egypt is Mubarak and his thugs.
Mm-hmm. I've got an idea most of these Mubarak supporters that you're seeing right now are government workers.
Well, most of them are. I mean, they every time they catch one of them, they find a state ID on there. And there's this other group where Mubarak apparently emptied the prisons and told all the prisoners, you can go home and be criminals again as long as you will promise us that you will beat up on the peace marchers.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where a lot of this violence is coming from. By the very nature of where they came from, the prisons, these are people prone to violence and quite comfortable with that kind of behavior.
I listened to one guy on Press TV. He had... supposedly was one of the escapees from the prison. He made his way a beeline back to Palestine because he was a Palestinian. He said he'd just been picked up on a bridge and thrown in prison, just going to the market. And he was, he made it back to Palestine through one of the tunnels and was just so happy to see his son for the first time and be back with his family. And, you know, these
maybe
are people.
Maybe that's why Israel's
these are real
bombing
people.
The tunnels. You know, I mean... while everybody's watching Egypt, Israel's bombing Gaza again.
Yeah, and they're in panic. It's really a disconcerting thought to think that these helicopters could come over and spray the crowds with some sort of, numbing agent of some sort.
Well, you know, I've heard that story before. I heard that the United States actually dosed Saddam's troops during Desert Storm, and that's why they just were so, you know, fear-stricken after the carpet bombing, and they came out, and I remember seeing this video where this one battalion of Iraqis tried to surrender to a CNN camera crew.
Right,
and,
I remember that.
I often wondered if maybe some kind of pharmacological warfare had not been a factor in that.
We can't forget that that Israel has this Samson option, too, that they... I mentioned falling back on.
Yeah, they're always,
if you just get
they're
out
always
of hand.
Warning about that. You know, we don't have nuclear weapons, but you better be nice to us, or we might, you know, prove the otherwise. What was that phrase that Ariel Sharon used to use? The Arabs may have the oil, but we've got the matches. I think that was the way he used to put that. You need to understand the reason why LSD is so popular and became such a big party drug back during the '60s. Came out of CIA experiments over its possibility of use as a mind control chemical during MK Ultra. It is actually very inexpensive to produce in bulk, and this is where Dr. Timothy Leary got lit up on LSD.
He was a volunteer
during these college experiments. So was what's his name, the Unabomber. He was a volunteer test subject for all these LSD dosing.
It's an out-of-the-body experience. It's nothing like anything that you could experience with alcohol or tobacco or anything else that you know of. It's a completely different view of reality, and it's all in the mind.
Well, you know, I guess if you pour a Coca-Cola into the top of your computer, you're probably going to get a completely different view of your database and your address book than you got before, but I'm not sure it's necessarily a good thing
That's
to do.
That's why I thought it was a little... humorous. The guy that called in and told you and mentioned that a little while ago said that if you see these Egyptians sitting around contemplating their navel, you know what's going on.
That's actually a misnomer because one thing LSD tends to do, and this is true of a lot of a lot of these mind-altering chemicals, it tends to give you more of what's already there. If you're already a peaceful, contemplative person and you do acid, you'll just become more peaceful and more contemplative. If you have got a lot of demons inside your head and you do acid, that those are the people who wind up leaping off the tops of buildings, you know, during these whole situations. So I don't know that, contemplating their navel guarantees that they're being dosed with LSD, but it might guarantee they're being dosed with something. But you need to understand.
Well, when you see trees.
Hang on. Let me finish this out. You need to understand. Go back and look at those photos from the early days of this protest march in Egypt, and you will see that they were pretty much relaxed and peaceful and contemplative to begin with. I think the most striking image to come out of this whole confrontation between the people of Egypt and the dictator is that scene on the bridge where they're just kneeling in prayer and letting the police hose them with a fire hose, and they're not fighting back. And the instant you see that picture, you say, yeah, this is what Gandhi meant by non-violent non-cooperation. And that's, obviously Mubarak needs to get the world away from that image of the protest march, which is why he's got his thugs in there trying to cause trouble.
That'd be a wonderful thing, if this does end peacefully. Just wanted to say, too, Mike,
sadly.
Yeah, you mentioned being an atheist, but in my perspective, from my observation, you seem to have more of a spiritual perspective on the world and life than most religious people I know of.
That's funny. My wife keeps telling me exactly the same thing.
Yeah, it's not about a religion, a traditional religion. Spirit is something that connects all of us with the universe and with each other. And, I can see that in you. If you hear a hum on my line, that's an inverter because I'm off the grid. And if the power goes down, I wouldn't know it.
Well, good for you, and it's good to be prepared. And frankly, there's so much humming on the lines I got out here. One more just isn't going to be noticed.
Have a great day, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks an awful lot, Jim. And stay warm and toasty and stay safe here. Now, it was rather interesting because in looking at all of this mayhem that is going on in Egypt right now, and the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, which some people think actually stands for International Mother, they're already in there saying that they're ready to step in to help Egypt and all these other nations in turmoil, in trouble. We will help you. We will print up batches of money for you to spend and place you further and further in debt. And there was actually one of the ringleaders of the International Monetary Fund was out there trying to basically polish their image and saying, we're the solution to the world's problems. And that, of course, is completely 180 degrees out of reality. It is the private central banks, the debt-based monetary systems, that are the cause of all these global problems. And if you don't believe me, just go into every one of these countries that is in rebellion and look around, and you will see on the walls. We put a bunch of these pictures up at the front page of What Really Happened just before airtime. You will see all these signs. IMF, go home. IMF, get out of here. IMF, stop trying to trap us all in permanent debt. The root cause of all this unhappiness are these private central bankers who want to construct a world where everybody works themselves to death and sends the money to the private central bankers so that they can consume without producing and decorate themselves and consider themselves blessed by whatever gods they sacrifice to. So the IMF is already in there. They're drooling over the possibility of a change of government in Egypt and getting the debt hooks back into the new government. Yes, you're going to have to get your money from me. No, they don't. The new government of Egypt might just decide to issue their own currency and tell the IMF to go take a jump in the Nile. We all need to be telling these private central bankers and the IMF to get the heck out of our lives. We didn't ask for you to be here. You bribed your way in by buying our government, coming in and saying, we're going to make so much money off the people and we'll catch you in for a percentage if you let us do it. You get a piece of the action. We're in there with a legal counterfeiting operation. We're going to give you a piece of the action if you let us do what we're going to do. And these greedy bastards in the legislature say, yeah, sure, give me some money. I'll go along with that, We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Torquay Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're all walking like Egyptians. We all are Egyptians right now. Everywhere around the world, when you have a tyrannical ruler who is exploiting the population of his or her country for the benefit of a wealthy elite or the benefit of a foreign power, and when the people of that country want to stand up and say, look, we want our nation back. We want our tax money to be spent on us. That's our shared common bond. We, the American people, for all the caterwauling in the media about how we've got to stand with Israel and we've got to protect them against those gosh darn Islamic and everything, we, the American people, have far more in common with the Egyptian people than the government and the media would like you to recognize. We're both in countries with massive amounts of vote fraud. NPR was doing a show just a couple of weeks ago about how Mubarak had rigged the elections to keep himself in power. And if you want to know about American vote fraud, you can go over to Bev Harris' website, blackboxvoting.org. She appears in an HBO documentary called Hacking Democracy that is a must-watch for patriotic Americans. Our economies are a complete disaster. All of the economic downturn all the way around the world is all traced back to that fraudulent mortgage-backed security that was put out by Wall Street in their rampant, unquestioning greed and money addiction. They got caught at it. They literally have destroyed the finances all the way around the world, and their only solution is, well, we'll print up more money and loan it to you to fix the problems. And because the governments of these puppet states, these client states, get a piece of the action, they say, oh, all right, yeah, we'll put our people more into debt. But some nations aren't going along with that, like Iceland. They're saying enough of this pyramid scheme, global finance. And it is a pyramid scheme. Because when you have an economic system, a private central bank that is issuing notes based on debt, where every piece of pretty printed paper that is in circulation is the product of a loan from that private central bank, then the instant that first note goes into circulation, more money is owed to that private central bank than is actually in existence. That's the debt trap. And over time, that gap between total cumulative debt and available money gets larger and larger and larger and larger. And when you start talking about the trillions of dollars that the United States is in debt to the Federal Reserve, and then you back up and realize that those trillions never actually existed to begin with, you realize what a con game it is. It's a pyramid. And they could kite the system along, because as long as they could always find a new generation of borrowers to justify the creation of new money that would then circulate through the economy and pay the interest on the old money, the system would percolate along. But total debt continues to go up. When you can't find that new bottom layer of borrowers to support the whole system, it all comes crashing down. And that's what's happening right now. All right, we're going to go to the phones. We've got George in Dallas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I don't know if you ever heard this before, but I've been listening or watching Michael Benarek's 42 installment videos on the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
He said something last night. He was talking about the 13th Amendment, and he said that the one that we have on the Constitution now is the third one. He said that there was the original 13th Amendment was passed something like 1820.
The titles
appeared around 1860, and the gist of that was that no one having a title of nobility can hold elected office in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, well, you know how lawyers belong to the Bar Association? And he told us what BAR stands for. It stands for the British Accreditation Registry. And they can put Esquire after their names.
Mm-hmm.
So that technically, he says, it's a title of nobility. And all the lawyers in Congress are unconstitutional. I thought I'd just pass that along to you.
Well, basically what it was, the idea of the bar granting a title of nobility, it has no legal bearing inside the United States of America. If you look at the end of World War II, where America's allied commanders were granted knighthoods and titles by the British Crown out of gratitude, they were meaningful only within the borders of Great Britain and had no legal bearing here in the United States of America. So I'm not sure that's really of bearing. But the real reason that the titles of nobility amendment had to go away is there was a provision in there that basically said that if you were given gifts by foreign countries, that you could not hold elected office in the United States of America. And that one was far more serious. I mean, basically, if that 13th Amendment were still in force, every member of Congress who'd ever taken money from AIPAC or any of the other pro-Israel lobbying groups would be out of a job. And I think that was a very good amendment and should have been kept. But in those early days where most Americans could not even get a copy of the Constitution to read, there was this one printing where all of a sudden that 13th Amendment went away and was replaced, you know, after the Civil War with the No Involuntary Servitude Amendment that is now in its place, the one that ended slavery. George, gotta let you go, and we're gonna take a break. We'll be back with Dallas in Canada after these words from our sponsors.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Micro Plant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Dallas in Canada. I know that sounds strange, but that's what I'm seeing here on the little message board.
Thank my aloha. Father for the name. Okay. Aloha. Mike, I have a very great source of information straight off the streets from the people in Egypt. It's on YouTube, and it's a channel which is called Citizen Tube, and it's one of the, it's a member name, and they set up a channel of all their videos, and it's very recent video footage, and I'm finding that it's more up to date than the mainstream news or anything else that I could find out there, even better than Al Jazeera was.
Okay, I'm having trouble hearing you through the problem. Can you email me that information and I'll look at it and put it up on the...
Okay, it's a member on YouTube called Citizen Tube. That's
no,
all.
Can you email me the information and I'll
yes,
put
sir.
It up, okay?
I will.
I'm sorry, but I'm having so much problems hearing the feed here. And thank you very much for the call. We're going to let you go and go with Ray in Michigan. Aloha, Ray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, the previous caller mentioned something about the missing 13th Amendment, and I just have it handy here, and I thought I'd call you and read it if you don't mind. if any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without consent of Congress, accept and retain any present pension, office, or emolument of any kind, whatever form, from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States and shall be incapable of holding any office or trust or profit under them or either of them. Clearly a definition between the states and the federal government. And the way I always understood the title of nobility was a grant of immunity or privilege that is not granted to the rest of the citizens. You might be able to clarify that for me, but that's how I've always understood that. And clearly, a foreign power is certainly a dangerous thing for any of our congressmen to be influenced by. So,
well, these days it's kind of the new normal. Again, I don't think the issue was as much the title of nobility, because, again, a title of nobility has no legal bearing inside the United States of America, but definitely the present gift, emolument, basically money, coming from a foreign ruler to a member of the United States government, that is a danger, and that's what they were trying to prevent. And obviously, that original 13th Amendment had to be gotten rid of in order to open the bribery sluices, and that's exactly what has happened.
Well, I agree, and I would really like to understand more about how they made that disappear.
There are online resources, and I'll tell you what, after the show today, I'll hunt one of them down and put it up there where you can read it, because I don't remember the full details of the story, except that there was a specific printing of the Constitution for law libraries where it simply vanished. And
right. There's been a lot of... Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello? Yes. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, there are copies of earlier copies of the formally produced Constitution and its amendments that are in old law libraries that contain that original 13th Amendment, but it simply kind of disappeared. We know now, looking back with the wisdom of people who understand the government lies to us about pretty much everything, we understand that government played fast and loose with the amendments anytime they thought they could get away with it. We have a compelling body of evidence that the 16th Amendment was never actually ratified. It was simply declared to be in existence and give us your money and we'll all be happy. So, I think maybe 10 years ago, people have said, oh, no, they can't play with the amendments like that. Well, yeah, they do, and we now know that that's the way it is.
They actually play with the whole Constitution because the Supreme Court is supposed to only sit in times of good behavior. Good behavior is undefined, but in addition to that, they say they're supposed to be there with their compensation undiminished, which unless they don't pay taxes, then their compensation is undiminished. So I have a hard time understanding how they can be both a Supreme Court justice and their compensation diminished at the same time. So it's clearly obvious that's not what the Constitution says. So
well, this government doesn't follow the rules pretty much anymore. I mean, we're free speech zones. Restrictions on firearms, even though we're allowed to own firearms, we're not allowed to own military firearms, and yet it is specifically military weapons that the Second Amendment guarantees to the people. It's not about hunting
Absolutely.
And target shooting and plinking. When they talk about the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms means military weapons matching the capability of those in the hands of the government itself here. I'm going to let you go here. We got a bunch of other callers. And I got some stories I got to cover. And before we do that, though, if anybody is listening to my show from Great Britain, would you please validate that you can see the website whatreallyhappened.com? I'm getting emails from people who are on sky.com that my website is being blocked by the government of Britain now. And I'd like to confirm or refute that before I start kicking up a fuss. And so if you're listening to my show from Great Britain, get out your web browser and see if you can see whatreallyhappened.com, and let's find out if really the blacklisting and the censorship, and I guess Tony Blair didn't like my commentary about him sticking up for Mubarak here. All righty, let's see if I can refresh where I was here. Let's see. Did we do Ray in Michigan already, Dan? Okay, then let's go to Ian in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Ian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just noticed that you had said that titles of nobility don't have any validity here in the United States, but that's actually incorrect. There is one specific title of nobility that has a lot of power here, and it has to do with lawyers in the government. If this original 13th Amendment had been in effect, there would not be lawyers allowed to be in our government, because esquire is a title of nobility.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, you can call somebody esquire in the United States of America, but a title of nobility only has legal bearing within the country that grants that title of nobility. You can be granted, well, I'll give you an example. You know, technically, you know, my family has a hereditary title from Portugal, but it's completely meaningless here in the United States of America. Yeah, and nobody uses it. We don't have the money to back it up anyway. So when you call a lawyer an esquire, it's a bit of fluff that lawyers like to put on their name. It doesn't really mean anything. They can't go in and like say, I'm not subject to this particular law because I'm an esquire and I'm above this certain law, which is the whole function of a title of nobility.
Would we agree though that a title of nobility does confer a certain benefit that other people are not allowed to practice?
Only within the country that confers that title of nobility.
Okay, but is not the practice of law considered a special privilege? Normal people like me and you, we can't go into a court and practice law. That is a special privilege.
People like you and me can't go into a hospital and practice medicine either. But that doesn't mean doctors have a title of nobility. Okay?
Right. I see what you're saying there.
You know, doctors are licensed and lawyers are licensed. The title of nobility, esquire, it's a decoration only, just like MD or PhD or...
No. A lawyer's equivalent of that is JD, Juris Doctor.
I think we're going off into an area of triviality here that really doesn't have a bearing. If you read that original 13th Amendment, the real issue there was the acceptance by members of Congress of gifts from foreign powers. That's what that was really designed to block. That's why it had to be lost. Because otherwise, you know, the sluice gates for bribery from foreign governments, you know, would have been permanently shut, and that's why that had to go.
All right, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, we got to let you go. I'm really having a hard time hearing the phone conversations coming this way, and so I'm going to just do a couple of stories here for the remainder of the show, and let's just say no more calls today because it's just frustrating. It's very frustrating. All right, now, interesting little story. In that, as you know, there is this global fund which has billions and billions of dollars. Something like $28 billion has been put into it by various member countries around the world. This thing is backed and supported and promoted by Bill and Melinda Gates. He's given up ruining people's computers for fun, and now he's out there with all of his money, and he's trying to, you know, be a philanthropist, and he's behind this whole global fund. Well, starting with Germany, the member nations of this global fund are now starting to carry out investigations, and what they're finding out is, like so many other so-called charitable organizations, the money goes in and it doesn't come out. And they're admitting at this point that two-thirds of the money going through this global fund, which was started to do global health management and global environmental, and they got the word global in there, two-thirds of the money seems to be vanishing to corruption, bad bookkeeping, and nobody knows where the money is going. And the reason this is an issue is I'm starting to wonder if, you know, when you're trying to set up a global government, you got to bribe a lot of people. When you're talking about taking away the sovereignty of nations around the world, you got to bribe those people in government. And I'm wondering, did we just stumble over the globalist bribe system? Went back years ago, there was this wonderful book called Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. It was written by one of the Iran-Contra pilots named Terry Reid. And if you can find the book, it's almost impossible to find now for reasons that will be obvious. When you can find the book, there's this interesting little revelation very early in the book where Terry Reed talks about being introduced to the Arkansas Development Finance Authority that was handing out all this money to Arkansas businesses as loans, and then mysteriously the loans would be zeroed out at the end of the month, and the money wasn't being paid back in. And Reed said there was that moment of that cosmic aha where he realized he was standing in the middle of the money machine. The money coming in from Iran-Contra was being funneled back out to the participants in the plot through this government agency. And that's what made it all look above board. People could take the checks and say, oh, see, I'm not getting this money from criminal activity. I'm getting it, you know, because from the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, which was created by Webb Hubble, by the way, and signed into law by Governor Bill Clinton. So this global fund, billions of dollars are going into it, and most of it is going places nobody knows where it went. And that's a lot of money. When you're talking $28 billion that seems to have gone walkabout, you're basically looking at maybe $19 billion of it, $20 billion of it, being handed out without any accountability whatsoever. So, okay, somebody just called in from Great Britain saying that they are able to get to whatreallyhappened.com, so apparently these emails I've got are just a local problem, and we're still visible. That'd be good to know. All right, let's see. Moving right along here. Speaking of Internet and getting Internet access, I want to go back to this topic one more time where everyone's upset. What happens when the government cuts off access to the Internet? What do? Get a shortwave radio. Get a packet radio. Get semaphore flags. Get an Aldous lamp. Smoke signals. Whatever. We've got to communicate. Well, you can just walk over and talk to each other. It's not like there's a lot of separation between us. And yes, the Internet is very convenient on a global level. But I think at the point where the government cuts access to the Internet, the time for discussion may be over anyway, if you really think about it. Now, given that the United States of America is founded on the right to freedom of speech, it's in the First Amendment. The First Amendment commits the government to recognition of the right of free speech. A shutdown of the Internet is illegal and unconstitutional and instantly delegitimizes the government. Because shutting down the Internet to silence the people is effectively a confession by the government that they have lost the consent of the governed. Because if we all love the government and think they're doing a swell job, you don't need to pull the plug on our computers, do you? The moment the government pulls the plug on the net, whether it's in Egypt or the United States, it is an admission that the government has gone rogue, that they don't want to hear the withdrawal of consent by the people in order to preserve their power, that they are no longer constitutional. It is, effectively, when they shut down the Internet, it is an act of war by the government against the people. What's the first thing that you do when you invade somebody else's country? You cut the lines of communication. You send the soldiers up to cut the telegraph wires. You jam the radio stations. You bomb the newspapers and the printing presses. You deny them the right to communicate. That's the first thing that happens in a war. Therefore, when the government cuts the lines to the Internet, they are effectively declaring war on the people, and we need to decide up front that we understand that shutting off the Internet is an act of war by the government. And we need to understand at that point we are at war. And the government has struck the first blow when they cut off our communication, because that's what you do when you invade somebody else's country. You cut the lines of communication to put them into an inferior communication situation. It is a tactic of war that is being used against the people. So, reminds me back to, you know, Patrick Henry in his saying, "Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun." And that may be the hard part, whether you're in Tunisia or Egypt or the United States of America, is being able to recognize when the government has made that decision to declare war on the people, and to recognize when it happens, and to face up to that reality, to say, okay, we're past the point of peaceful protest. We're past the point of being able to talk to the government. It's like last week when Hillary Clinton was telling the protesters in Egypt, please, we implore you to express your concerns peacefully to the government. Well, the people of Egypt have been doing that for 30 years. The government doesn't want to listen. You can express yourself peacefully all you want, but if the government won't listen, then you're on the path to some kind of a violent uprising. John F. Kennedy, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. That's what happened in Tunisia, what happened in Egypt, what happened in Iceland, what is happening in Albania and Yemen and Sudan and Jordan and Palestine and all these other countries around the world, Greece, Great Britain, Ireland. Peaceful revolution became impossible because the private central bankers would not allow it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our show today here. Winding on down, as I mentioned earlier in the show, while everybody is over looking at Egypt, Israel has been bombing Gaza yet again. And Israel is expressing a concern that if anybody but Mubarak is in charge of Egypt, that Gaza will have access to the outside world, that the blockade will fall, and that Gaza will be able to do business with the rest of the world and start improving their lives. Now, Israel continues to claim that they've got to wall off Gaza because Gaza might get weapons. Because apparently, the Israeli soldiers cannot act manly and courageous unless they have the very latest in American weapons, and they've got them aimed at a completely disarmed people. I guess it's easy to be manly and swagger around when you're in a situation like that. But we know from a story that was broken by McClatchy News last year that Israel's blockade of Gaza has nothing to do with security. These little bottle rockets that come out of Gaza and always hit an empty lot or deserted building, or in the case of the one yesterday, a graveyard. You know, bodies are still being recovered. They're perfectly harmless. They serve no purpose other than to justify Israel's continued brutality over Gaza. We know from the story from McClatchy that Israel's real agenda is to starve the people of Gaza into abandoning Hamas, that won the elections of 2006. Israel and the United States are trying to pretend that there were no elections and that nobody won, and that Abbas Palestinian Authority, which we now know is in a secret deal with Israel, it's Israel's puppet, just as Mubarak was. They're trying to force the puppet on the people of Gaza, and the people of Gaza are digging in their heels and saying, no, we voted for Hamas. And what Israel is doing to Gaza is an exact replay of what the Soviet Union did to West Berlin, where they shut off the highway and they tried to starve the people of West Berlin into abandoning their own government and accepting Soviet rule through their proxy in East Germany. And the Israelis are starving Gaza to force them to surrender their own elected government, Hamas, and accept Israeli rule through their proxy, Abbas. It's the same situation. The difference is back then, we had the Berlin airlift flying in food and supplies, tons of material every day until the Soviet Union quit and went home. Today, the United States seems to be on the other side, saying, yes, starve those people into submission. Make them accept our government. We'll teach those will of the people. Ha, ha, ha. How, you know, how could they even believe that? And again, it's another case of the United States government choosing to abandon the founding principles of this nation in order to placate little tiny Israel. I don't know about you, I've had it with Israel. Israel's whining and screaming about all their enemies. They work so hard to create them. Of course you're going to have enemies. You take other people's land, you bulldoze their homes, you scream about how God said you're supposed to have all of life's blessings at the expense of everybody else. Yeah, you're not going to make friends that way. I think Israel needs to move into the 21st century, draw their borders, and engage in commerce, because that is the path to peace. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock Central, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, be very careful about this monster storm that's coming in and making the roads impassable, and aloha, America.